Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get tongue-twied.
Tongue-twied.
I was going to get tongue-twied.
Say toy boat 5 times, you guys. Do it.
I don't dare do it. I've had like half a cup of coffee and yeah, not there yet. Please do subscribe and check in daily. All 3 channels. We'll do our best to, you know, get news and expose the system and also show new possibilities on all 3. We were talking about the Archangel send off and over on Heart's Home last, and we will get a video up on Heart's Home today as well. We do have a busy day with helping people, but we will get a video up over there. It was a strong and shallow 6.8 earthquake that hits the Prince Edward Islands region. In case you don't know where that is, as you can see here, it's south of South Africa and Madagascar at the junction of some plates. You know, there's quite a bit of curious, interesting volcanic and tectonic activity going on right now. I was so tempted to make a video late last night talking about it, but then was like, well, let's see if there's anything like really major that happens by morning, because lots of interesting activity. 6.1 quake over on the Solomon Islands as well, and then we had this 5.5, 5.6, depending on who you're listening to, that happened off the North Californian shore. Oh, we are heading into some interesting times, guys. Really interesting.
Very, very curious. Definitely something to keep an eye on. And with all of these things going on with the sun, there are going to be conversations with Earth.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to Mom, yes. And talking to Dad as well.
Yes, both of them having this conversation. That's how I see it whenever I see this stuff going on. And then sometimes if you look even a little bit further, you can kind of tell that they're tinkering with some technology.
Yes, and you know, we've seen just about the exact same size quakes right here in this area. Again, we're looking at the edge of the Cascadian area, the Juan de Fuca plate and all. You know, I do believe, and the guides have verified, that 1700 Cascadian event that was in 9.0 was literally, it was California, the island of California, smacking into North America. As we've shown, you know, there was ancient maps that show California as an island. Many of them, in fact, pretty much all of them that I know of, when you go back, you know, like 320 something years and more back, they all show California as an island. So here you go, 5.5. This is, you know, not anything mind-blowingly unusual, but it's again something to keep an eye out because of the location. And then we were having that swarm over at Mount Lassen before. As you see, there's a swarm down here as well. Now you will get swarms down in this area around the geysers. That's pretty common as well. There's a swarm right now going on too, to the north of Little Beatty. And for those of you guys that didn't know, we used to have some land down here in Amargosa. And this is where we found all sorts of stuff that tell me that the ocean was filling all this out. And it wasn't just the fossils that we found, including something that kind of looked like a giant's tooth. It was the visions I would get, because we would go shopping. You know, we would come from right about here and we'd go shopping in Pahrump. And every time I would get these visions in my third eye, and all this was underwater. This was a beautiful, like, inland sea. I could just see it so clearly that this was all a beautiful inland sea. Every single time we'd be on this road and you know, I'd be coming around the bend and it would be like, gosh, you almost like looking at the Mediterranean or something. You know, I just can't shake it. It just always stood in my mind's eye. Silver Peak, Nevada. There's some shaking going on here. So we have 18 in a little swarm right along the border here.
Yes. So things are going on over there. And it is real curious because Mike could, he could smell. He could smell the ocean. You know, I'm not one. I don't really like the smell of the ocean. I don't like the smell of seaweed and salt. There's something I just feel, I don't like it. It's something, it must be past life. But he could smell that. So I do believe him that there was something there.
Well, her dislike and my like are both past lives. You know, that's come through. So a lot of things that Cindy doesn't remember. By the way, you can see one over here to the southeast, 3.1 southeast of San Antonio. We got a little quake up in Arkansas. Now, you don't see them all the time in Arkansas, but again, recognize that the New Madrid's right over here. So, you know, all of us that are situated pretty close to the center part of the U.S., oh, we're going to feel some shaking too. It won't just be our Californian friends and West Coast friends. We're going to get some shaking too. Little sporadic quakes going on up around Seattle as well. I had shared with you guys, I had a vision of Seattle getting a 8.3 some years back. Now, those other ones, just to point it out again, to let you get a better picture of where they are, see over here is that 6.8, and then there's an aftershock, 5.1. And then over here in the Solomon Islands, 6.1. So this is a very active area over here. We're used to seeing a lot of those. And you do get some big ones that go along this plate boundary as well. But it feels like we're going into a new stage. We have Etna going off. Now, Etna is one of the very most active volcanoes on the planet, period. So it does happen regularly that it's erupting. You do have a new paroxysm, and you have volcanic emissions going on, pretty obvious here. But you know, it was quiet for a couple months, relatively quiet, and now it's going off. Now, there's others going off too. Now Popo is in Mexico, and Popo is, you know, another one that's pretty active. But again, there's a lot of emissions, and it's affecting some of the cities and towns close to it with haziness in the air, with ash fall coming down. You know, yeah, it's not totally blanketing. It's not end of the world. No, but it's an uptick. It's an uptick. And then over in the Congo, we got some emissions going on, lava flows, gas and fine particles. So it's all signs of the times. What the guides were clear about was in showing us that when, then again, it's the way we interpret. It's the way we interpret, because I get like visions of scenes of things, more like pictures in my mind's eye. Typically, sometimes I could get names. Cindy gets typically these visions, and she'll also just hear voices talking to her just clearly, you know, explaining things. And sometimes, but what she saw was 1.5 like years written down. This is going back again to December of last year, December 2022. 1.5 years, and then volcanic activity. The volcanoes really felt like we were talking about Shasta or something else in the Pacific Northwest of the U.S. And then war, that we took to be that the war would come to U.S. soil by around June of 2024, which makes an awful lot of sense with everything else that's going on.
Yeah, it does. You know, and I don't always get those, especially writing. You know, when you're dealing with work like this, you don't utilize a lot of the 3D information like writing, like labels, but I did, so that's what made me want to share that. It was just very odd.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a new volcano discovered inside a crater. This is in the Barents Sea. Yeah, there's a lot of volcanic activity going on, but you know, the Earth is going to remake herself. This is part of what the mother's going to do to cleanse the past dark energy of the dark age. It's just a natural when we look to gosh, it wouldn't be a bad time to revisit some of those other prophecies, like Mother Shipton's. And she again talked about all new lands to be inhabited by the next generation. And some You know, many have seen Europe change, like we were talking about Edgar Cayce. Europe will change in a twinkling of an eye. There's some of the areas that have been central to this period in time are going to be perhaps the most changed. And other areas are going to reemerge or emerge anew. And so that will be where, you know, we start to branch out and grow. And this is Alberta. The fire is moving pretty fast. Again, pray for substantial rains to stop these wildfires, as they are definitely causing toxicity. We've heard that from numerous family members.
Yeah, I mean, this is really unfortunate that we have this going on here, and how much of it is, you know, just accident, and how much of it is, you know, kind of on the deliberate side. You know, it's hard to say.
Yeah, everything is hard to say. I mean, we have to kind of sense into it. And here you have the KP, which you can see, you know, it's been getting pretty active again, as you see about 5.5 over here. And then over here, going up and touching 6 as far as the KP index. For a lot of people nowadays, this means that you're feeling achy, lethargic, can't move, can't get out of bed type thing, just dragging, low energy. You're processing, and your DNA is changing, literally, and you're being reawakened again. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. In between a G2, right now it's settled down, but we were up to a G2 geomagnetic storm going on. Enhanced solar wind environment. You know, again, the sun is the relay from the creator of this universe and from source itself. And it's a blessing. It really is a blessing. Again, technology is how they control us. They control us through technology. At some time, yes, maybe that technology will get its death blow. And that's okay. I guess it's going to make opportunity for growth in a natural way.
You know, everything needs to process and evolve. And, you know, if you're one who is very, very sensitive to this solar energy, drink lots of water, get lots of rest. Drink lemon water is really good for detoxing because that's what helps you evolve. That's what helps you move forward and get along in a little bit easier way when it comes to the evolution side of things.
Absolutely. So fire destroys historic Philippine post office building. I didn't see any explanation on what started the fire. We didn't start the fire. That was an old song too. And, you know, a lot of people don't even understand the history of the Philippines, you know, which was conquered by Spain. And again, the Philippines are over in Asia. And then in the Spanish-American War, the U.S. got it, along with Guam and Puerto Rico and many other of the Spanish Empire's outposts. And this is, again, how this world has worked with, you know, always empire building and empire destroying. New York City, in case you haven't heard it, may be sinking under its own weight because the buildings are too heavy, scientists warn. Yeah, massive amount of weight, 1.68 trillion pounds. You know, I can't conceive of living there now. And I lived, you know, well, about 30 miles, not even 23 miles from the New York border growing up. But, you know, again, when you're living in this densely packed environment, and then you recognize that this is nothing compared to some of the mega cities, it's 8 million people at its peak, which maybe we've already been there and it's not going to be back there, because I do think that the population of the earth right now is in a more rapid decline than people realize on the whole. 8 million people is nothing compared to some of those mega cities over in China. And then of course Tokyo is densely packed as well. But yeah, we've seen New York, we've remote viewed it, and yes, there's multiple timelines, they're not all set in stone, everything is always changing in reality. And we see it's still there. It's not like it's gone. But again, it is empty for the most part. It seems like around 2055, what we're seeing is a section of it that is basically one of those 15-minute smart cities that, is doing its own thing, and the rest of it's kind of gone back to being reclaimed by the earth itself in the slow process.
You know, what we picked up were these kids were able to make it into these high rises and actually use it for a little bit of a playground of sorts. And they really understood their abilities, and they had learned from the elders. Who are the elders? Hard to know for sure, but these kids really understood how to connect with different timelines and relay information, and we're just waiting for them to show back up.
Yeah, and according to the kids that we were channeling from 2055, it was about 2035 that the giants started to show up openly in the smart cities. So the smart cities will be here by 2035. Again, that's why they have Agenda 2030 and all. They have timelines that have been given to them from non-human sources. And these timelines they're expected to achieve by one means or another. And, you know, again, they only need so many, whether that's 500 million-ish, you know, as the Guidestones talked about, or, you know, conspiracy of 300 book said between 500 million and 1 billion. And again, that was something that was written, about 40 years ago now, John Coleman. You know, there's sources going even farther back than that with what they need to basically hold on to run things, because they understand that their time as far as dominating the globe is going to slowly be over. And the kids in the future, they have abilities and they understand how the universe works. They will go and they will go and meditate, and they can utilize their Merkaba light body to travel anywhere. All you got to do is enter a meditative state. You leave the body and you voyage anywhere, you know, anywhere you want to put your attention to. You could go explore other planets, and truly, you know, there still is so many. Unfortunately, not most. Fortunately, I should say, not most, but there are still some that believe that this is all that there is. There is nothing else. There is no other life out there. That's a viewpoint that is still believing in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. It's just beyond silly. It's beyond silly. Dead sperm whales. You got one that washed up on the beach in the Canary Islands. Could be absolutely nothing. But because it's the Canary Islands and the volcanic activity and also the potential for a mega tsunami, anything with the Canary Islands always makes me pay attention and look at this. Because we have La Palma over there again, which, you know, they say could collapse and could cause a tsunami. Now, whether that's just a good cover story for some sort of tsunami BOMB that might be utilized at a time similar to when the Cascadian mega quake is going to happen, you know, we'll have to see. But again, is it real? Is it live or is it Memorex?
Mm-hmm. I know. And whenever I see these big whales wash up on shore, it does make me nervous, because these beings actually hold a certain vibration for the Mother Earth. They hold her, they help her root, they help her balance, they help because they're in the water and they sing. And this really has a huge effect on the planet herself. So when we start seeing these magnificent beings, you know, coming up on shore, that could be an indicator of some pretty serious imbalances. It's not good.
Yeah, again, spiritually, whales and dolphins are very advanced.
Oh, extremely. I mean, far more than us. I mean, it's so silly for us to think that we are the pinnacle of anything, really. I mean, look at our pets. Our pets can talk to each other telepathically all the time. And we're just now kind of dabbling into that. We can learn so much from what is perceived to be animals, mammals. No, they're beings, and they're all so special.
Orcas have sunk 3 boats in Europe, appear to be teaching others to do the same.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is interesting. You know, again, you know, this is the mother is going to end up taking the planet back, and she is going to ascend. these beings, you know, in reality, and we could go into much greater depth, the beings that are part of the AI draconian grid, you don't want to be in there with them, obviously. These are dark, nasty beings. But not only that, you know, they are not immortal. In fact, we are the immortals. They are very terminal. They're terminally ill. They are sick. They are parasitic. They are dead, dying, and you know, they really don't have any future. And it's sad because this AI system is literally taking the life force away from these beings. And, you know, very much it is. It's the source of all those legends out there. Whether we look at the vampire legends and, oh, you're bitten by the vampire, now you will live forever. Well, not really. What happens when the vampire gets the stake through the heart or sees the sun? It turns into dust. And it's not like the soul even goes on, because the soul has been assimilated into this AI Borg collective. The soul has been used as an energy source. When Cindy looks at the Anunnaki and the Draco, you know, there's nothing past them. It's not like they go on and they do the normal thing with reincarnate or ascend upwards. No, they are a dead end. They are the evolutionary dead end. They're basically beings that are just hollow shells. There is a word for that in Hebrew too, which maybe we'll bring that up to talk about them again. They are nothing but hollow shells. And in some ways, yeah, it's a very dangerous thing in some ways, incarnating, when you recognize that. For the most part, you know, typically, there's no danger in it, because again, the soul can't be destroyed, as is said in the Bhagavad Gita, by water, fire, arrows, bullets, bombs. You know, that can't destroy, you know, the soul. But what they're looking to do is to harness your soul energy and to plug it in to, you know, the AI draconian grid there, and basically try to suck that energy dry.
Mm-hmm. It is really creepy, you know, just looking at the end of their lifespan to see what happens when they do release that body, and it's just black. It's really yuck. We have source spark, and that's why I can see so well when someone is done with the body, they definitely carry on. So that's not something that we have to worry about. But believe me, we are a huge threat because of that source spark. Because that source spark can do such amazing things, you know, wouldn't it? You know, if they're the controllers, it would be much better for them to control our abilities, you know, than anything else.
So when they're going to be dangling out the technology and you can live forever, you already do. You just change your body. Now, what they're offering is a dead end. Absolutely. You know, and when you think to the past is really pretty amazing. We've had all sorts of beings on this planet. All sorts of beings. There are, and our history is totally wiped out. Totally, totally wiped out. It's constantly being revised, rewritten. We don't ever get truth out of this system, as what they've done is they've utilized, you know, one being after another, assimilating them into their collective Borg, you know, bleeding them dry, and then just discarding the husks, discarding the shells. The evidence is all around us. It's all around us. It's pretty obvious. And again, you know, if you're going to go trusting in anything that's given to us mainstream, we're trusting in them. That's not a good thing. Not a good thing, trusting in something that wants to just simply harvest you and discard the bones. No, no, no. Trust in the mother. Trust in nature. Trust in the natural way of things. Because the temptation is always out there. They understand that, you know, a lot of us have a natural tendency to laziness. And this is why they give us all the technology. This is why they give us everything where, hey, why get up and actually play a game? Why get up and actually move? You could go into a virtual reality. You don't have to actually get up and do any sort of effort. Yeah, this is exactly how they try to seduce us time and time again. There is no love there. There's no love. There's no compassion. There's no comforting. No, I mean, they offer nothing but blank darkness and coldness, sterility.
Well, you know, right now they offer a lot of things in the under the guise of, oh, it's entertaining, you know, put these glasses on and you can go anywhere. Right now it's a voluntary thing that is done. But, you know, the reason behind creating these big social platforms, like what's behind Facebook, I mean, it's not such a good idea. You definitely want to get your sale directed in the way that you want to go. And you want to get that going now, because this is what they're doing. They're baby stepping people into a corner. You don't want to find yourself there. You want to definitely put your mind and your ideas into a place where you can remain free and evolve the way you should.
Absolutely. So hope you guys got something out of this. Looking forward to your comments. Please do share these videos and try to wake up as many as possible. That is ultimately our biggest mission in this world, is to wake up people to really what's going on. Thank you for your support over on Patreon and Ko-Fi. Couldn't do it without you guys. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.